It's Hot 937, Hot937.com, Hartford's number one for hip-hop and R&B. This is the Beat of CT. I'm Erica Lynn, and today I have a very special guest in the building with me, a good friend of mine. I've known him for a really long time, Dr. G. Duncan Harris. He's Chief Executive Officer at Capital Community College, and I've watched you climb the ranks in education, guest speaker at so many events that I've attended, and I'm just so very proud of you and all that you've been doing and continue to do. Welcome to the show.
Oh, glad to be here. Thanks, Erica, for all that.
Yeah, no, you're welcome. Of course, of course, of course. Yeah. You have to give people their flowers when you see them doing great work.
Well, I've got an amazing team, and the need is as great as it's ever been for Hartford to have, you know, just a vanguard community college. And that's what we've been trying to do at Capital.
Absolutely. So you've been in education for how many years?
Yeah. So this is my 26th year.
Wow.
Yeah. And Connecticut's community colleges. So it's been a while. I'll be just turned 52. So half of my life I've worked in community colleges.
Awesome. And they've got so much going on. You're at Capital Community College currently, I know I mentioned. And today we're going to focus on and talk about like the mentoring program that you have there for black and brown students at Capital Community College, which fostered a spinoff Bridge to Morehouse program. And when I heard about this, I'm like, this is awesome. I have to have Dr. Harris come on the show.
Yeah, well, glad to be here. You know, once again, we have a mentoring program called Brother to Brother and Sister to Sister, and that's actually run by Dr. Ashley Coleman, who's amazing, thorough sister who's very knowledgeable about building programs that cause students to succeed and feel as though they belong in educational environments. And so Dr. Coleman's been working with us to build out this program. And so students come in, they're attached to a mentor. We have a first-year experience course where they actually learn about study skills and goal setting and things like that in a cohort model.
Right.
And then, you know, but it's specifically designed to support the educational outcomes for black and brown students at Capital. And we're actually 38% black of our students identify as being of black descent or African descent. And then 32% of our students are identify as Hispanic. And so you're
so majority, that's about 70%.
70%. We're a majority minority institution. You know, we're also considered an HSI, which is a Hispanic serving institution. So a lot of our programs and things like that support on those communities.
So with the mentoring program, I think there's a lot of spinoff. I keep calling them spinoff or programs that have been fostered through that.
Yep.
And then more specifically, the Bridge to Morehouse. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah. So, you know, I imagine that the listeners are familiar with Morehouse, which is, you know, an elite institution designed specifically for black male scholars. Of course, you look at like a Martin Luther King, Eddie Gloud. Locally, we have a shout out to Dr. Jeff Ogbar, a professor at UConn, who's also a Morehouse man. And so what occurred about a year ago was that they actually reached out to us, to Capital. They were looking to build a pipeline from community colleges to Morehouse.
Wow.
And so we have an agreement where students can sign up. And what happens is they complete their first 2 years at Capital. And as long as they have a GPA of a 2.5 or better, that they're guaranteed admission with, and they complete their degree at Capital, they're guaranteed admission to Morehouse with junior status. So we have currently, we have six young men that are in that cohort. In a couple weeks, during their spring break, they'll be going to visit Morehouse. Yeah, so we're our foundation did and received some grants. Shout out to Tiana Hercules and the Air Foundation, Mary Jane. They actually provided us with a grant that we'll be able to send the students to Atlanta to visit Morehouse. And so they'll be down there. They'll sit in classes, meet with their faculty. And so it's a great way for somebody to get a Morehouse degree. But you think about it, they're spending half the money because they can come to the, you know, Connecticut
Community College.
Yeah.
For their first 2 years.
First 2 years. And then they go there and they complete the remaining two. And so so it's a bridge to Morehouse, a bridge from Hartford to Atlanta. And, you know, we're very proud of you know, the creation of that.
And Morehouse is such a prestigious university. And like you said, it's in Atlanta, Georgia. for them to reach out to Connecticut and the community college here is an awesome thing and such a great opportunity for the students.
Yeah, we were the first community college that they built this type of pipeline. They've actually since expanded to some other states, but we were the first one, and we signed that agreement back in April of 2022. So we're very excited about that. You know, we're pairing students with mentors and things like that.
Right.
So, and these are one of the guys in the program. You know, Morehouse is a really tough school. It's an elite institution. And so it's not for everybody, but individuals that are in the program are motivated. Our top scholar last year got a 4.0, so he got all A's in all of his classes, and he's motivated to transfer to Morehouse, fall of 2024. He'll be a junior down there. So we're very excited about that and committed to supporting them.
I'm excited for them.
Yeah, yeah.
So how does the, if you are aware, but the financial aid piece, because we know that community colleges are significantly more affordable than four-year universities. So how does the financial aid piece, like, foster in? Do they offer scholarships to the students who are transferring? Because I know the Pell Grant, that's a grant based on financial need that students get. With community colleges, if they have financial need, their entire tuition and fees are paid for, their books are paid for, and they get a refund check for any, you know, daily expenses that they may have. So once they transfer to Morehouse, you know, the tuition is significantly higher, or any four-year university or college. So they'll continue to do the FAFSA and that work as well. But does Morehouse, with this bridge to Morehouse, offer any other scholarships or incentives?
The students would be eligible for any of the transfer scholarships that Morehouse has in place. The other thing is that we have our CCC Foundation, which has been committed to helping raise funds for the students. You know, as you're aware, Connecticut launched its PAC program, the Free Community College, last year. And, of course, we'll be moving to Connecticut State Community College July 1. And so we're merging our 12 community colleges, which is exciting. And so students will be able to come to Capital once again for free, you know, hopefully if they were graduated from a Connecticut high school or GED and haven't taken classes already, they can come to us for free. And so you're spending half the money that somebody would have spent if they had
Years.
Yeah, and so there aren't a lot of things that I'm a big fan of taking out debt, but taking out debt for a really good school is one of them. I think that there's no greater investment that an individual can make than an education. And so so for us to be able to cut half the price of a Morehouse degree in half for our Connecticut residents is an
amazing
great
start, right, in itself.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a friend, a coworker, and she used to always say, you know, to the students once they're transferring, you know, this is your mind mortgage. Like, think of it, you know, you're investing in yourself. Yeah. So it's worth it. What better investment, you know, than to bet on yourself and then to invest in yourself and your future. So if you're going to take out a loan for something, this education, because once you get that degree and the piece of paper, and from Morehouse University, that's something that no one can take away from you.
Yeah, there's a piece of it where when we met with the director of admissions at Morehouse, Descator Poitier, and actually he's an alum of Trinity. Shout out to Des. And he was saying that the alumni network that you become a part of, and when you look at where graduate schools are recruit very heavily from Morehouse, and so you know, once again, that what that Morehouse degree means and what you have entree, the world that you have entree into as a result of completing, is very unique, right? And so so that is an institution that was specifically built for Black men to succeed, right? That's their why they were founded. I'm not sure of any other institution that has that as its primary mission. So all the professors that work there, any of the administrators, you know, whether somebody who's taking care of the physical plants and things like that, the people who are there are specifically there to increase the likelihood of black men being successful. And so that's what they do. That's what their business is. So we're indeed fortunate to have a partnership with them, you know, right from the heartbeat. To get folks to Atlanta and to, you know, where Martin Luther King went to school or any other thought leaders that we have in our community.
Such an outstanding opportunity. And even the trip that you said some of the young men are about to embark on and go down to Atlanta, Georgia, and see a different region of the United States, see a different culture, you know, on a college campus, that in itself is pretty amazing and pretty awesome. So are the mentors or some mentors are accompanying them on the trip?
So
I know you said you had a grant.
Yep. So we have Dr. Coleman will be going on the trip, Coleman, and then also Randall Ward. Shout out to Randall, who's the director of student activities at Capital, has been very involved with standing up.
I love it.
Yeah, Randall is awesome. And so he'll be there. Actually, when they go down, they'll be doing some community service, you know, so they'll have a service project. They'll do some sightseeing around Atlanta. They'll sit in on some classes and then meet with some of the other students at Morehouse. So I think it's like a 3 or 4 day trip.
Nice.
But during their spring break. So that really solidifies it for them, hopefully. You know, they will have done a semester, the fall semester classwork. They're in their spring semester, but then this trip now. And then that gets them ready, really hopefully ignites the fire in the belly.
To continue to do great academically.
Up. Yep.
Right.
And get their begin to network and see themselves there fall 2024.
Right. It's like a complete vision.
It is.
Like once you're there physically, like, all right, this is what I want to do.
Yeah. It makes it a reality.
Right.
Yeah. And once again, shout out to Tiana Hercules, who, you know, helped us secure a grant to pay for their travel. Mm-hmm. And lodging and everything. So Tiana, once again, shout out to members of our community who said, you know, how can I be helpful? And she initiated that and said, well, what do you need help with?
Well, kudos to her.
Yeah. She's awesome.
So for any young people that are listening, you know, whether they're high school juniors or seniors or whether they are currently a community college student or any parents or aunts, uncles that say, you know what, this would be great for my nephew or this would be great for my son. How do the young people go about signing up for the mentorship program first?
Yeah. So right now, I'd imagine many high school seniors are kind of making decisions about what they're going to do.
Right.
You know, they might be getting some early admit, early action kinds of things. But I'd encourage them to think about, our Connecticut State Community College, you know, the Capital Campus where we have the Morehouse program. You know, you don't have to, it would be free for, once again, anybody who graduates. And it's a great way to save money, to get an amazing education that prepares you to go on and do great things. And so as you're, you know, talking to the families out there, right in your own backyard, you have an amazing opportunity to take advantage. And whether they transfer to Morehouse or they could transfer to any of our state universities, which are also amazing, and Eastern
Absolutely.
And Central and WestCon and Southern, we have guaranteed transfer to those institutions too. So a student can come to us and then they're basically kind of a 60 credits plus 60 credits, but they're guaranteed admission. So once again, great way to save. You know, a lot of our students, you know, they may want to stay home. They might be working right away. And so
don't realize college is a reality or can be a reality for them because it costs so much. Where am I going to get the money from?
Yeah. And, a lot of students will apply to us and they know that they could come to us in the fall, right? It's a safety net for them.
Right.
And for many, it's their first choice, too, because they know all along, all right, well, I want to keep working. I want to live at home, but I know I need to be in school to get ahead. And so they'll come to us. Our students are amazing.
Without debt, whether it's through FAFSA and the Pell Grant or through the PAC program that the state of Connecticut offers.
Yep. No debt, small classes, you know, once again, very diverse. Capital is one of the most diverse community colleges in New England. So you don't have to, you'll see students that have similar backgrounds as you and are excited about being there and being around in a diverse community, just like everybody else. And so, it's At one point, we were the best kept secret, but it's shows like this that allow us to get the word out.
Right.
And to talk to, you know, our community. Community is our middle name. You know, capital
for
community.
A reason, right?
Yeah, and that's and the city is our campus, and we care very much about making sure that we have things in order for the people that come to us to have a future and have a bright future.
Right, and I've been to Capital Community College numerous times, and I'm always impressed with you know how the students, they actually appear like family, like the bond that they have, the different student activities and organizations that are right there on campus. Mm-hmm. It just brings them together, and they have, you know, really an incredible bond.
Yeah, we talk a lot about belonging, like, mm-hmm. and what it means to belong to a community. And so there's certain things that we do to foster a sense of belonging and being a member of that, of a community. And so it's not just kind of going to your classes and you
then
keep
you
it
leave.
Moving. No,
right.
We want you to get to know your faculty, to learn about your city. We have, you know, Hartford History Project and other things. We our students attend plays and do community service and things like that. So, yeah, we definitely are an integral part of Hartford's educational ecosystem. We're an integral part of that.
Absolutely. And I've got to have you come back, because even looking and hearing about some of those programs as well, I would love to get the word out there about all of those initiatives and wonderful opportunities.
You know, if folks are listening and they would like to partner with Capital, I'd encourage them to reach out. You can just hit us up on our website. I think we're a good partner, mm-hmm. You know, and it does indeed take a village. It takes a community, you know, to raise the tide for everybody. And so we love locking arms with businesses and community-based organizations and churches and things like that to support the people we care about in our community. So if anybody's listening and they'd like to partner with us, we're all in.
Awesome, awesome. Do you know the website offhand? I know you do.
Yeah, well.
So we can share it.
Yeah, so www.capitalcc.edu. www.capitalcc.edu.
So even your contact information, information on the wonderful programs, all the student activities, all of the associate degree programs, certificate programs, all of that, and a plethora of much more is on that website. So I encourage you guys as well to seek it out. Such wonderful opportunities. Dr. G. Duncan Harris, thank you once again, you know, for taking the time out of your schedule to come in. You have to come back and talk about some of these other initiatives.
Remember, you said that. I'm going to be knocking on the window. You might see me with my face. Can I come on and talk? But, yeah, we have, and the other thing, I'd love to come back, you know, later in the season as families are deciding what they're going to do during the summer and the fall. And we have some amazing programs in manufacturing. We've got a program with Eversource, with line worker training. Just launched a new program with Accenture. Programs with travelers. We're doing some amazing work with the city of Hartford around, de-escalating violence and training people to engage as community workers and things like that. Nursing program side. Yeah, I'd love to come in and share opportunities with your listeners. Would love to.
Lots of partnerships and great opportunities. Big things.
Big
happening.
Things.
Big things.
Big things. Yeah. What y'all saying? Yes. Big things happening.
And the works. Thank you so much for all you do. Kudos to you and all of your staff. I said it in the beginning. I'll say it now. You know, I'm so proud of all the work that you're doing, of you just climbing these ranks and doing amazing things for the young people in our community. Just keep up the great work.
Thank you. It's all about our city, right? And raising it up. So willing and loving, locking arms with folks like 93.7 and others to take care of our folks.
You will 1,000% be back here, I'm sure, with me and some of my colleagues here at Hot 93.7. So don't forget about the little people, okay?
No, nothing but a thing. Let's make it happen.
Thank you all for listening. I'm Erica Lynn. Dr. G. Duncan Harris in the building. This is the Beat of CT, and it's Hot 93.7.